Lord, we distill our hearts and we say today and all days, we want to fix our eyes on you. And Lord, we do pray this morning that our love for you, our worship for you, our being together for you, our breaking bread for you, we bring you glory, and Lord, you'd be pleased with us, your people. Father, we say together that we love you on this morning of all mornings, the risen God. We fix our eyes on you, the living God. We worship you. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is risen today.
Bear with me. So I'm going to spend a short 5 minutes just to help us remind us what Easter's about. I think it's easy for us as people, or at least it is for me, to get caught up with the idea of Easter egg hunts with the small children and chocolate and forget about the true purpose of Easter. I think just yesterday on Facebook, one of my friends posted a weekend all about chocolate and yet not a mention of God. And I think for me it was a little bit of a shock, because I'm lucky that I've got to spend time with a lot of fellow Christians and really enjoy what actually Easter is about. I think I'm now going to briefly look at the Easter story and what resurrection is. And I think the Easter story is really well known to us all. And we know that Jesus rose from the dead on the third day following his crucifixion. And whilst the story is well known, when I was rereading it, I realised the power which is still held within that story for us today, living in our lives. Like we gathered here on this morning before sunrise, so did the women who attended Jesus' grave. When they entered the tomb, they found an angel who said, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, he has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you in Galilee." Verse 8 tells us that they departed quickly with fear and great joy. I know that when I usually leave a graveyard, after losing a loved one. It's not feeling joy, but it's feeling sadness. And when the women arrived to anoint the body, they didn't have any idea that they would be leaving with good news. Before this day, which was in essence the first Easter, the news from the graveyard was bad. Death was the ruler of all of our lives due to the sin, and that ultimately one day we would all die. However, the good news of Easter takes away that fear of death. In 1 Corinthians 15, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And like the women who left the tomb that morning, we can have confidence and joy that Jesus has given us the victory over death. For me, the power lies in the fact that Jesus came and gave immortality to us all. In John 3:16, we're told, "God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." And then in John 11:25-26, when Jesus comforted Martha and Mary, he declared to them that the grave was not the end, when he said, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die." Like the women who left the tomb with feelings of joy, we can now feel joy in the fact that our future resurrection is assured because Jesus defeated death and conquered it. In conclusion, whilst not all currently realise what Easter ultimately means today, for me, Easter reminds me that no matter what I may face today, or what I've been through, or what uncertainties tomorrow may bring, Jesus Christ is risen and is my hope. He conquered death, and he makes all things new.
Thanks, Rich. We're going to sing "Thine Be the Glory," the first on the sheet, actually, echoing some of those words that Rich has just read up in us more than conquerors.
just have a moment to pray as you feel led before we break bread together.
Father, as we gather openly to rejoice this morning, we remember our brothers and sisters across the world who are meeting, perhaps fervently, perhaps perfectly, but we just remember that our brothers and sisters, your body, throughout the world, and we thank you for the fact that we can meet here, rejoice. New and fresh and full of promise. And we thank you that we can remember that what happened that first Easter is as bright and new and full of promise as it was that first time. Thank you for your promise that you will never leave us, you're always there for us. Thank you for what you did for us at Easter, that we might be able to get.
Lord Jesus, thank you that you won the victory over death. Lord, that we never die. There is no death now, because you have conquered it and defeated it. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for doing this for us, for giving yourself for our sins, taking yourself to the cross and conquering death through it and winning us the victory and winning that battle over evil. Thank you, Lord.
Easter Sunday, that there would be a fresh awakening across this land. People who perhaps are just going to wake up and think of chocolates and anything else. Lord, that something would be stirred in their hearts. They would be drawn to you, maybe even for the first time. So they may question and wonder what it is for you. Pray, Holy Spirit, to move across this land, that there would be a fresh awakening and a fresh understanding of what you did for us on the cross. And we rejoice that you did rise from the dead.
Lord, as we anticipate the appearance of the sun this morning, I thank you for the hope that we have in you. Unlike the Marys when they went to the tomb, they thought they had no hope. I thank you, Lord, that we now know the end of the story and that we can rejoice today with that fact and enjoy the anticipation of the appearance of the sun to celebrate the rising of your sun. Thank you too for the element, the bread and the wine, to remind. reminders of your sacrifice for us. Thank you, Lord, that you were willing to have your body broken in order that we might live. As we take the bread, Lord, I just pray that we will be truly grateful.
Let's just give thanks for the wine that we're drinking. Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for your great love. Lord, we thank you for the way that you demonstrated that love for us on that first Good Friday. But as we celebrate today, we rejoice because that sacrifice that you made was complete when you rose again. And Father, we thank you for this cup, because we know that we drink it in remembrance of that, of your blood shed for us, but also as a memorial and as a reminder that you are coming again. And we thank you for that, Father. And as we drink this, we pray that the reality of that for each one of us may be more real than it's ever been. So we want to thank you, Lord, for this cup. Amen.
Amen.
See what a morning, gloriously bright with the dawning of hope in Jerusalem.
See what a morning.